Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, September 25th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Hollywood writers, studios, and streaming companies say they have reached a tentative agreement that would end a months-long strike and potentially open the door to a resolution of the Screen Actors Guild's work stoppage. The new three-year deal reportedly includes increased royalties for writers and protections regarding the use of artificial intelligence. The Writers Guild of America said it was still finalizing the deal with the studios and streamers. The union's negotiating committee will then vote on whether to recommend it and send the contract forward for approval. The WGA has instructed writers not to return to work until that happens. In Washington, the Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is embarking on a last-ditch effort this week to find a way to avoid a government shutdown ahead of an October 1st deadline. House GOP leaders are hoping they can persuade party holdouts to get on board with a short-term funding patch and four full-year bills. It remained unclear whether McCarthy would have enough votes to move forward with his plans after similar efforts were blocked last week. The impasse has prompted Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and others to prepare backup plans. And we're exclusively reporting that Facebook owner Meta plans to release AI chatbots with distinct personalities across its social media apps as soon as this week. The bots are aimed at engaging with younger users in particular, although some of them might also have productivity-related skills, such as the ability to help with coding or other tasks. Meta has also worked on a product that would allow celebrities and creators to use their own AI chatbots to interact with fans and followers, according to people familiar with the matter. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly down. European shares mostly fell in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also in the red. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.